I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Unique Life, where we unbox the real you. And this is the first time I'll be doing a live session of my podcast, which coincides with Christmas. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. So Christmas is such a powerful word. By the way, you can share this right now. We're live here on Facebook and on YouTube. And for those who will hear this also and see this, this is going to be on Tuesday's episode in my podcast, The Unique Life. So The Unique Life is about unboxing life, because we see a lot of unboxing videos. And this is more of unboxing yourself, unboxing situations. And most importantly, for this season, unboxing Christmas. Because Christmas is the season, and we should know the reason for the season. And for today's episode, it's how we can make Christmas meaningful. Because Christmas is such a wonderful, meaningful occasion. But it becomes meaningless if it's about us and not about Jesus. That's why it's Christmas, Christ. So life can be a meaningless decoration without Christ. You see a lot of people, they have possessions, money, and you see their posts on social media as if they're living the life. But without God in their life, it's all going to be meaningless. In the Bible, Solomon said that in Ecclesiastes, life is meaningless. He was one of the richest, if not the richest and wisest man who ever lived. Imagine he had 700 wives and 300 concubines, or vice versa. He didn't think that he would have 1,000 mother-in-laws. But yet, his life was incomplete. And at the end of his life, he realized that it's only God who gives meaning to our life. So just imagine now a world without colors. A world that is black and white. Imagine, see Rudolph with his black and white nose, the black and white nose reindeer, or the color of flowers or ice cream. How delicious would ice cream taste like if it's colorless? Or the traffic light. Kung black and white yan, ang dami ng aksidente na nangyari. So colors affect mood and attach meaning. And Christmas signifies meaning as well. Yung colors ng Christmas may meaning siya. And ang meaning ng green is eternal life in Christ. Ang red naman is the blood that was shed by Christ on the cross. Gold is the kingship and royalty of Christ. And white is the purity of Christ. So in this episode, I'm going to share about the color red. The meaning of Christmas with red. Red, no? Yung color ng red, it's a hot and strong color. It conjures conflicting emotions from love to warfare to violence. And ang red then, it signifies the color of Cupid, pang Valentine's Day daw. O pwede rin siyang impyerno, yung devil, napakainit sa impyerno. So studies show that the rate of respiration and raising blood pressure, it's really that color red. na pag, di ba, nagbablush ka or nagagalit ka, yung cheeks mo namumula. Right? Because of the emotions that it elicits. Red is also power. You've seen businessmen with the power tie, color red, or the red carpet for celebrities and VIPs. Okay? Tapos yung red then is about prosperity and luck. Although we don't believe in luck, we believe in blessings. But that's why ang ampaw is red. Okay? Kaya pag may ampaw ka, blessed na blessed. And then yung stoplight, it's also the color red. And it symbolizes caution, danger. Kaya yung mga magkocross ng street or yung car, pag nakitang red, it actually grabs the driver's attention and alert them to the dangers of the intersection. Fast foods. You see Jollibee, KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Pizza Hut, all of these fast foods use the color red because may connection siya sa appetite natin, right? And it has this alluring attractiveness in terms of what we see, the color red. Another red is Santa Claus. Okay? For those of you who believe in Santa Claus, this is going to be life-changing for you today. Santa Claus is not real. It is only a myth. But years ago, when my kids were still very little, Alexa, I think, was like 4 and Gabby was like 5. They studied in schoolroom, which was used to be owned by my cousin and their scholars there. Thank God for her. Tapos, every Christmas, they have this celebration na merong Santa Claus. And yung Santa Claus, every year, nagpapalit-palit ng parent. So one time, my cousin, her name is Leia, asked me, Jace, okay lang ba? Can you be Santa Claus this year? Siyempre, alangan mo naman kung humindi. Scholar pa yung anak ko. And of course, para makisama ako sa cousin ko. So I wore a Santa outfit. For those of you who wants to see it, I can post it on social media. Just put there Santa. And yung lahat ng parents with their kids, isa-isa, no? Ang init-init ng suit. And I was smiling and ho, 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 Merry Christmas, paulit-ulit. There were like 50 families there. And yung last na family was my family. Dumating yung wife ko with my kids. And pag upo ng daughters ko sa lap ko, sabi ko, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And my daughters were scared, especially Gabby. She was leaning like that and she was like, Mommy, I don't want to sit on him. Just sit on me, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And I whispered to her, I'm your dad. And she said, no, you're not my dad. My dad is here, you're not my dad. Yung kumalma na, pinicture na kami. Tapos yun nasa backstage na kami, hey Gabby, hi. It's your dad. You're not my dad. Tinanggal ko na yung costume ko, yung suit, the beard, yung red cap. And my daughter saw me and she said, Dad, you are my dad. Those are great memories. And you see, in the Bible, red is about the coming of Christ on earth. And it's about the blood of Christ. I know blood is gruesome. Some would faint when they see blood, or you would attribute it associated with vampires. Ayan, yung mga Breaking Dawn, yung mga Twilight. But blood of Jesus was shed when He died to save us from our sins. And you see, in the Bible in Matthew, when an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, said there, she will give birth to a son in Matthew 1:21. And you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. So how did Jesus save the people from their sins? By dying on the cross and shedding his blood on Calvary. So red signifies the efficacious blood of Jesus that was shed when he died for all of us. Efficacious means having the power to produce a desired effect. So the blood of Jesus has power and effective to forgive and cleanse us from all our sins. You see, my posts I look like a guy who mukha kong ano eh, good vibes eh. So pag nagpo-post ako, more inspirational, more aspirational, motivation. But what people don't know about me is that I used to live a life that's like ano ako na patalon-talon ako ng mga iba't ibang school, and then I hated school. I didn't get along with my parents. I was jumping from one relationship to the next, trying to look for happiness. And I was moving from one vice to another, barkada. Papasok kami ng school, dadating kami ng mga 8, 9 a.m. Di alam ng mga teachers na pinapasukan namin. Naka-shades kaming magbabarkada. Hindi pa pala kami natutulog. Galing kami ng casino. That was my lifestyle before. Until I met people whom I respect and I saw something different from them. Yung nakita ko yung mga mukha nila, parang pares naman kami nag-almusal. Pero yung mukha nila, parang there's so much joy, so much peace that I don't know bakit sila meron nun. And they didn't judge me, even though I had so many vices that time. And in Hebrews 10, 5-7, let me just read again in the Bible. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, He said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but the body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings, you were not pleased. Then I said, here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God. So Jesus intentionally came to earth to die for our sins. And it was that moment when I was in church, there was an Indonesian pastor who preached about how he was being persecuted because of his faith in Christ. And yung dad niya, to the point na ano siya, nilagyan siya ng patalim no, sa leeg niya for him to renounce his faith. But eventually, his dad became a pastor too. And I can't relate to this guy speaking. I mean, here in the Philippines, we are not persecuted. We can read the Bible anywhere we want to. But unti-unti, no, naiiyak na ako. And ayokong umiyak in public because I'm quite tall. I'm 5'11". Just feeling ko macho ako. Pero yung mga lalaki naman daw, hindi naman talaga umiiyak, no? Pinagpapawisan lang yung mata. So sinasabi ko sa sarili ko, huwag kang iiyak. Nasa church to, ha? Daming tao. Sabi ko, daming mga babae, single pa ako na to, huwag kang iiyak, nakakahiya. Tapos hindi ko na napigilan. I was crying like a baby. Because for the first time, I met Jesus. And for the first time, I met God in my life. So I want to read this story, how His sacrifice is really efficacious and how important it is. In a book written in blood by Robert Coleman, let me read this to you, tells the story of a little boy whose sister needed a blood transfusion. The doctor explained that she had the same disease the boy had recovered from 2 years earlier. So her only chance for recovery was a transfusion from someone who had previously conquered the disease, which was the boy, because of their rare blood type. And then the doctor asked, would you give your blood to Mary? Johnny hesitated. His lower lip started to tremble. Then he smiled and said, sure, for my sister. Soon the two children were wheeled into the hospital room, Mary pale and thin, Johnny robust and healthy. Neither spoke, but when their eyes met, Johnny grinned. As a nurse inserted a needle into his arm, Johnny's smile faded. He watched the blood flow through the tube. With the ordeal almost over, his voice, slightly shaky, broke the silence. Doctor, Johnny said, when do I die? Only then did the doctor realize that Johnny hesitated because he thought that he was going to die if he gave his blood to his sister. Johnny fortunately didn't have to die to save his sister. And each of us, however, has a condition more serious than Mary, and it required Jesus to give not just his blood but his life to us. So Jesus is both 100% man and 100% God, and he gave his life to us, not just his blood. But why do Jesus have to do this? He did this because of our sins, to forgive us of our sins. You know, walang perfect, no? Walang perfect. Lahat tayo, makasalanan tayo. kanina lang meron akong kasalanan. Lahat tayo meron tayong kasalanan. But the most important is to start with those things that you feel are keeping you away from God. One of my good friends, his name is DJ, and I'm proud of this man. He actually is part of a direct selling company. And in that company, live-in sila, mag-asawa. Tapos, si DJ and si Lenny mag-live-in sila for quite some time. And then, we kept on telling him, you know, DJ, Lenny, you need to consider getting married. Siyempre, si God gusto naman kayong mabless, pero how can He do it? Because God is love, but God is also just. But not only that, for your children. And so that you can experience the richness of God's love. And then finally, they tied the knot. And what's interesting is that in their whole organization, dozens more got married because they see that testimony in them of how they have changed because of Christ. So yung mga bagay na yan, yung feeling natin, live in, yung mga bagay na unforgiveness, that is my number one weakness, yung unforgiveness. It's so hard for me to forgive, but forgiveness is a daily thing. Or yung mga times na alam mong character-wise, meron kang mga kailangan gawin in order for you to deal, for example, with a person, with money, things in your business. What is that one huge thing right now? And once you face that, God is going to cleanse you and you will move on to other things and discover that yung pinaka bagay pala na nakikita mo na panlabas, yung malaking bagay na yun, meron pang mas malaki na nasa loob. And for me, that unforgiveness, it actually comes from my insecurity when I was young because of things that happened to me in the past and I just had to let go. Because unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's useless. It's pointless. And I have to live through that every day and I have to let go. The question is, what is yours? So that we can pray for you. I can pray for you also after this session. In Hebrews 9, 22 and 26, it says here, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Noong unang panahon, yung ancient times, ang kailangan mga sinasacrifice mga animals. So yung New Testament, kaya si Jesus, when He died for us, we don't have to do that anymore. Just imagine, noong Old Testament, diba? May daladala kang dove. Ay, ito, pwede na to. Tapos yung asawa mo, may daladala ng sheep. Tapos tinignan mo yung katabi mo, ginudge mo, ay, ito, mukhang elepante ang kailangan i-sacrifice. Right? Buti na lang din na natin kailangan gawin niya ngayon. Siguro kaya naubos yung mga dinosaurs dati. Then Christ, in verse 26, would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world, but now He has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of Himself. It's not about good works. It's not about religious rituals that we are forgiven of our sins. It is through accepting Him and through admitting our sins to Christ Himself, to Jesus Himself. So it is clear that there is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood, and there is no perfect forgiveness without a perfect sacrifice. Because Jesus paid the price, past, present, and future. Jesus is our substitution. The story in the Chicago Tribune on June 22, 1997, parachute instructor Michael Costello, 42, of Mount Dora, Florida, jumped out of an airplane at 12,000 feet altitude with a novice skydiver named Gareth Griffith, age 21. The novice would soon discover just how good his instructor was. For when the novice pulled his ripcord, his parachute failed. It won't open, plummeting toward the ground. He faced certain death. But then the instructor did an amazing thing. Just before hitting the ground, the instructor rolled over so that he would hit the ground first, and a novice would land on top of him. The instructor was killed instantly, and the novice fractured his spine in the fall, but he was not paralyzed. One man takes the place of another, takes the brunt for another. One substitutes himself to die so another may live. So it was at the cross when Jesus died for our sins so that we might live forever with Him and have eternal life. So the blood of Jesus is not just a symbol, it has power. It has power to change us. It has power to transform us. You listen to us, motivational speakers, inspirational speakers, whatever you want to call, speakers who inspire, speakers who motivate. But at the end of the day, no amount of motivation can change your life. True transformation is having Jesus in your life. True transformation, an inside-out transformation, not behavioral, but the change of a heart only comes from Jesus. I love this story by John Wesley. By the way, if you're encouraged with this message, can you put it in the comments? Those of you who are listening in our social media broadcasts, and if you can relate to what I'm saying. The blood of Christ, you know, see John Wesley, evangelist. He was returning home from a service one night, but he was robbed. The thief, however, found his victim to have only a little money and some Christian literature. As the bandit was leaving, Wesley called out, "Stop, I have something more to give you." So the surprise robber paused and he said, "John Wesley, my friend, you may live to regret this sort of life. If you ever do, here's something to remember. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." The thief hurried away. Ninakawa na. Ano ba, no? Nagsishare pa siya ng gospel. And Wesley prayed that his words might bear fruit. Years later, Wesley was greeting people after a Sunday service when he was approached by a stranger. What a surprise to learn that this visitor, now a believer in Christ, is a successful businessman, was the one who had robbed him years before. And he said, "I owe it all to you." And Wesley exclaimed, "Not to me, but to the precious blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin." Years ago, I was speaking in church. I was preaching, and I told them about my story when I stopped smoking. Tumigil ako mag-yossi. Eh, minsan hirap tumigil mag-yossi, no? Pagpaisa-isang stick lang, kailangan instant stop. And years after that, I mean years, more than 5 years, a lady messaged me, and she said, "Jason, you know, remember your preaching? I can't even remember. I preached about it." Sabi niya, "You are the reason why I stopped smoking when I heard your message." And I told her, "It's not me. It's Jesus. Because he touched you and transformed you. I'm just a man. My story is good, but I'm just an instrument that he used." He is there. He listens to you. Question is, do you have sin in your life? Do you have secret sin in your life? Give it to Jesus. And do you know that you have something in your possession that is important to him? And once you give it to him, you will realize that he has so much more in store for you. In Philippians 2, 7-8, "But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." The cross, the term, it is to be avoided when eating before. Death chamber today, ang cross. And the meaning changed. Today, it's about a savior. Today, it's about God. Today, it's about goodness, feelings of goodness and righteousness. But he died a criminal's death. The cross was the instrument by which the Roman government executed its criminals. It was a slow death. Jesus was nailed on that cross, and he transformed that meaning. He transformed that meaning from that death chamber into the meaning of someone who loves us so much that he gave his life to us and became our Savior. Let me end with this poem about our greatest need. It says here, "If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent us a savior. Since this is about unboxing also our personality, I talk about unique in the unique life, the four personality types, if you're familiar with them. The dominant eagle, the influential rooster, the steady carabao, and the corrective tarsier. This Christmas, for the dominant eagles, your gift to people in terms of direction. How about giving them a gift of redirection? Redirecting people to things that are the most important things in life. And the most important things in life are not things. They are relationships. Influentials, from bringing enthusiasm or happiness, now you bring joy, right? Joy is a happiness, a state that no matter what you are going through, you have internal happiness that cannot be taken away from you. Steady, with your gift of giving, how about your gift of service? And then for the corrective tarsiers, your gift of sharing information. How about sharing history? History of family, history of love, or history about God Himself. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Let me pray for everyone here as we close. And I want you to just, in your homes right now, I want you to close your eyes and pray. And pray this as if you really mean it. And if you feel like you do not have that relationship with God yet, I want to pray for you. If you feel far from God, if you feel that parang ang layo mo kay God, parang feeling mo there's a sense of hopelessness or a sense of not having any purpose, you're just living through life, and especially in this pandemic, you were affected so much. So I just want to pray for you. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love, for giving us your life. And thank you for my brothers and sisters here, that they may be going through things in their life right now, but you have taken all of those sorrow, pain, doubts, unbelief, anger, unforgiveness, that pain, that fear, that worry. Thank you that you have replaced it with your love. You have replaced it with your security. You have replaced it with your tender kindness, your tender goodness. And thank you, God, that the past is past. The old has gone and the new has come. And if you haven't accepted Jesus in your life, I want you to pray this prayer with me and pray it with all your heart, as if you really mean it with all of your heart. Jesus, I accept you in my life. Forgive me for my sins. I turn back from my sins. And I make you my Lord and my Savior. I want to have that relationship with you, because you are here today. You are with us today. And I want to know you. Thank you. In your beautiful, wonderful name we pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, this is actually the most important decision in anyone's life. And I believe that transformation is coming. And even in your life, you will start beginning to have purpose or more purpose. Some of you, you are lost right now. You have found God before, but right now you don't know where you are with Him. And He's just there like a lighthouse. He's always there, but it is us drifting. Our boats are drifting farther and farther from that lighthouse. But if we just look and find that lighthouse, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. So it's going to be a fun Christmas. Remember, Christmas is not about you. It's not about the gifts that you will receive. Christmas is all about Christ. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you.
Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Lo. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.